Hi, can I speak to Mr. Hepburn, please?
Hi, are you speaking to him?
Hi, Paul. My name's Michael. I'm from MMA Legal, here with the law firm helping you with your redress case.
I'm Michael, you alright?
How are you, Paul?
I'm alright, bud, aye.
Perfect. Paul, just to let you know, sir, that all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. And just for data protection, Paul, can you tell me your date of birth, please, buddy?
Aye, it's 12/01/1988.
Okay, and your postcode, please, Paul?
It's DG12LT.
DG12LT.
Oh, no, there are no change the address, please.
No.
I'm sure I've changed the address. It's DG20AB.
Yeah, that's the one I've got for the year.
That's fine. Aye, that's sorry. I didn't mean to say that because I've just moved to see. That's what I know he's had my other address.
It's okay. I noticed that we had a missed call from you, Paul, on one of our old softwares.
Somebody phoned me back the other day, bro.
Have they given you a call? Have they used it?
They gave me a call, man. I tried to phone them about three times, but they did eventually get back to me. They just told me that you were waiting on the social work department had asked for an extension.
Okay, yeah, so that's Dumfries and Galloway, yeah? An extension until the 30th of September. Okay,
right,
buddy. I was just making sure that you knew.
When's that until? What is it? The 13th?
30th, September.
Right.
Which is not unusual, but it's not great. Obviously.
What does that mean? Like
they'll give, so generally they have 30 days to get us a response. Yeah. So
right.
It's called the service level agreement. What they've asked. An extension to that because they're so busy and understaffed, an extension to the 30th of September to get us the information.
What, because they're because they're understaffed?
Yeah, they're getting absolutely battered, Paul, by all the survivors of the historic abuse, if you like.
Right.
It's absolutely blown up in Scotland. All the local authorities are creaking under the weight of getting the information back, which they should be, to be honest with you. But it's just delayed you by the 30th of September.
Does it affect anything with me? No.
No, it doesn't affect anything. Just
can add a bit of extra time.
Yeah, just add a little bit of time, buddy. As soon as we get that back, let me just check the rest of your records. If you give James the correct details for GP practice, didn't you?
You got all that off me, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, we should. The GPs are generally pretty quick getting the information back, so we should have your GP records and the Dumfries and Galloway records by the 30th of September. Just to let you know, Paul, what the next stage of the process is, you'll have what's called we call it a witness statement. It's a statement of truth. When we get all your information back, buddy. What the team will do is they'll run through all of your care settings with you one by one, that's your chance to then get everything down on paper. What happened to you? It'll take an hour.
Michael, see what else I'm actually got you on the phone. I've got a wee question for you.
Right. Go for it.
So see, I'll be honest with you. There's a possibility that I'm going to go to jail.
Okay.
In the next couple of days.
Okay.
How will that affect us?
What's the charge, Paul?
It's just a breach of my tag.
Okay, what were you on tag for? What's that charge?
It was like breach. It was like pretending to be a copper or something, and fucking it was like a domestic, kind of like a domestic, like a general call out from my bird.
Yeah, well, they'll take into consideration, but generally what they do is mark you down for the likes of attempted murder, any sort of drugs, rape. Any sort of service issues, they'll take them into account and then they...
It's nothing like that, but what I'm saying is, see with all this whole case and all that, will everything like that come against me? Will it chuck it back to the start, is what I mean?
No, but how long are you going for? How long do you...
I'm not quite sure yet, I'm hoping to get out, to be honest with you, but I'd rather
What does worst case scenario look like, Paul?
In case you can't get hold of me, genuinely, yeah. I'll be because I'm fucking behind
bars. What does worst case scenario look like, Paul?
Well, I'll still be able to contact you from prison.
Yeah, of course, yeah. What does the worst case look like for you, Paul, if you go?
Sorry?
What does the worst case look like for you if you do go to prison?
Probably about 6 months or something.
Okay, that would impact us, obviously, massively impact, because we need to take a statement off you.
Yeah. Aye, it would impact the statement in that, but could I not still deal with that?
Yeah, you still, it'd be difficult, because the statement call's probably going to take an hour, now and a half.
I can figure that out, but, like, we can still carry on from where we left off.
Yeah, of course we can. It's just obviously not ideal.
What's the scenario if he's kind of got odd, I mean, that's where I am.
Okay. So let me explain this to you then. So we're going to be looking to speak to you early October.
Uh-huh.
That's when we're going to be looking to speak to you.
Early October,
right. Hopefully you'll be out by then. If you,
aye.
No, hopefully you don't go, but hopefully you'll be out by then. But the earliest we'll be looking to speak to you now, get more information from you, is early October.
Right, no problem. That's fine.
Perfect, right,
mate.
Buddy. No problem. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Michael.
Thanks, bud. Speak to you soon. Good luck. Good luck, Paul.
Cheers, bud. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.